I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus.
Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. A week ago, we studied about preparing for the rains that are coming. And we said that the sound of the one coming with our testimonies is very near. But we ought to prepare ourselves for the rain. Because in the book of Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says that there was no rain until man was prepared for the rain to come. And so today, we are expounding on that. And we are looking at a very vital element we need in preparing for the rain. According to John chapter number 11, verse number 40, when Jesus visited the home of Mary, who had a brother who had been dead for 4 days, he said to her, "Did I not say to you that if only you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Did I not say to you that if only you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Mary had a brother, and she had a sister called Martha. The brother of Mary is Lazarus. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, according to the same chapter, verse number 39. And when they sent the message to Jesus, Jesus delayed in coming in the eyes of men. When he got there, Lazarus has been dead and buried for 4 days. And in verse 39, when Jesus got there, Martha had to tell Mary that Jesus had come. And Jesus said to them that they should roll the stone away. We know the story. And when they rolled the stone away, Mary said to Jesus, that Jesus, by this time, the body is giving out a foul smell, and it's not good for us to open the tomb. And Jesus said to Mary, "Did I not say to you that if only you will believe, you would see the glory of God?" People of God, as we prepare for the coming of the Messiah, we are not talking of just the second coming, where he's coming to bring judgment to the world. But we are talking about the fact that the people of God are praying. This is a very decisive moment in the life of the church. In the life of the history of the church, we have come to one of the places where the church is having a serious battle that is ongoing. And God has promised us victory countless times. And this is the time for us to see the mighty work of God, the hand of God in the life of the church. However, one of the things that Jesus requires of us is that after he has given us his sure word, he said to them when they brought him message that your brother would not die, and he died. But Jesus is saying that when you receive the word of prophecy and you are experiencing an opposite reaction to the word which you have received, you receive a word that your brother would not die, and the brother died for 4 days. You have received a word that your health has come, or your health has been restored, and yet you are experiencing the opposite. You have received a word that you are getting a promotion, and the promotion, you are experiencing a different thing. One of the things that we ought to do, as he said, is that no matter what you are experiencing, no matter what you are going through, if only you can believe, you would see the glory of God. If only you can believe, you would see the hand of God coming to pass in our lives. We'll see the miracles that God wants to do. We'll see the very things that God wants to do in our lives. And so in this episode, I just want you to understand that everything God has said, Bible said the promises of God, they are yes and they are amen. But the question I want to ask us as a body, as a church, as a people of God, is that can we believe and can we wait for the blessings of God, for the promise of the Lord to come to pass? This is a family that Jesus has gone there. In John chapter 11, Bible says that Jesus was there and Martha was cooking. It means that it's a home that Jesus was familiar with them, that he could even go there to eat. You are a child of God. You are a leader in the church. You are a member. You are dedicated. You believe that God knows you. You have a relationship with God. And we have been talking about having a relationship with God for a very long time. So in having a relationship with God, one of the things that we ought to do, one of the things that we ought to understand, is that it doesn't mean that when you have a relationship with God, everything will work out as planned. Sometimes there are people who have received the word of God. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 39 and 40, the Bible said all these things through faith. They waited for the promise of God, but they didn't receive it. So Abraham waited for the promise of God. It delayed in his life. A lot of the patriarchs, they waited for the promise of God and they delayed in their lives. But when Jesus came in the New Testament with a similar issue, his concern was not the promise that God has given. His concern was not how long it has taken or how long we feel it has delayed. Because when he came, the sickness had ended in death and the burial ceremony has taken place. But the concern of Jesus is that, can we believe for us to see the glory of God? In the book of Isaiah, Bible says that blessed are those who wait upon the Lord. Bible said that anyone who waits upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In waiting on the Lord, we are not talking about fasting. In waiting on the Lord, we are talking about a level of patience. And so Jesus said, wait for it. The vision is for an appointed time. It will surely happen. Do you have the faith to wait for that vision? Do you have the faith to wait for that miracle that has been promised you? He said that those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. It means that at that point when you are waiting on the Lord, you are weak. At that point when you are waiting on the Lord, your strength is failing. But he said, if you can wait, you would see the glory of God. And Mary and Martha couldn't wait because they were in the flesh at that moment. And they had allowed the pain of life to cause them to doubt the abilities of God. In the book of 1 Samuel, the first king of Israel, the king Saul, because of impatience, he couldn't wait for the prophet to come. He offered a sacrifice unto God, and God said, I am not interested in sacrifices and offering. My interest is in obedience. And in obeying God, one of the key elements, key character that we need is the character of patience. If we only we can be patient with God, the things which he has said concerning our lives will come to pass. If only we can be patient with God. Yes, I understand living in the flesh, it is painful. Living in the flesh, it is very difficult because we are relating with a God who is not moved by time. And yet, he works within time. And so sometimes it's difficult to understand the set times of God, when God has promised and when it will come to pass. So in the book of Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was about to be taken to heaven, the disciples were with him and they asked him, Lord, is this the time that you are going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? And Jesus said to them, there are certain times that are only in the command and in the power of God. God alone is the one who decides certain times and seasons. You have received a word from the Lord. You have had a vision from the Lord. And Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, that though the vision delays, wait for it. So there is a tendency that the things that God have told us, the things we have written on paper, can delay. Especially in this time where we are experiencing these lockdowns in almost every country, the visions you had for the year can delay. But God says, wait for it. If only you heard from God, if only you are confident that it is God that spoke, wait for it. It will come to pass. In our waiting, as we wait for the promise, what do we do? Do we just sit down and cry? Do we just sit down and do nothing? Or what do we do? As we wait on God, and as we wait for the promise to come for us to see his glory, there are two things I want to tell us of that we should do. One is that we must be convinced and conclude on the God that we serve and his abilities. In the book of Acts chapter 6:16, Paul said that I saw a man waving to us that come over to Macedonia and help us. And when he woke up, he said, and we concluded that God has sent us to the land of Macedonia to preach the good news. So the vision that you have seen, the prophecy that you have received, it is your responsibility as a child of God to conclude that the God that has spoken to you is faithful to do it. Once you conclude, your mind is set to receive of God. Once you conclude, as you are waiting on him, nothing moves you. And so in the same book of Acts chapter number 20, Bible says that Paul said that when I was going through all the lands, I received a lot of threats and I received a lot of things. But one of the things I didn't do is that I didn't consider my life unto death, because I know that whatever God has said will come to pass and I must fulfill the assignment with which he has given me. And so we ought to understand and we ought to know that when things are getting out of hand, what we need to do and what we have to set our hearts to do is to conclude on the God that we serve. Conclude that God is faithful. Conclude that the promises of God, they are yes and amen. Conclude that whatever God has said, he is also able to do. And once you have concluded, you would see the hand of God coming to pass. Hallelujah. And then the second thing we ought to do is that as we wait on Him, we ought to be patient and we need not doubt. In our patience, we factor in the timing of God. When God says, I will do it, Abraham was so patient that after 25 years, he was still waiting for the promise of God. Let's be patient with God. Let's give God some time. When you are having an issue with somebody and things are not going as planned, you place a call and you tell them, give me some time. Child of God, it is time for us to allow God some space, for us to allow God time to work, because He has said it and He will do it. But God will not do anything outside of the time of fulfillment. To everything, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time. To every purpose, there is a season. And so what God has said about us, surely we have concluded that He is faithful. It will come to pass. The second thing we ought to understand is allow God the space of time for Him to work that which He says He will do, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that in this season, as we are entering the time of the end of the year, God will give us the grace to be patient with Him. Yes, I know that He promised a lot of things. We have just 1 month to end the year. And sometimes as human as we are not able to appreciate and we are not able to accept the delay. But God is not limited by time. In this 1 month, He is able to do that which He says He will do. I just want to urge you, be patient with God. Give Him time and let Him do the thing that He says He will do. And conclude in your heart, say to yourself that I believe in the God who has promised. Like Abraham, he said, I know the God who has promised, and I'm convinced that everything He says He will do, He will do. And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians that faithful is He that has called us, and He also will do. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. As we conclude that God will do, our spirit picks it up and our body begins to work in that. When you do that, you are not depressed. When you do that, you are not worried like the family of Lazarus. They were weeping, they were worried. When Jesus showed up, their tears were wiped away. God will wipe away your tears in this season. God will do something new in this season. Let us keep the relationship. Even though their brother was dead, they did not break their relationship with Jesus because He delayed. Their relationship with Him was still tight and they still obeyed Him even when He came in. Keep your relationship with God. Above all things, guard your fellowship. Guard your walk with God and make sure that whatever thing that God has said He will do, you give Him the time for Him to do it. The Lord bless you. I want you to spend some few minutes in prayer and talk to God to give you the grace to be patient concerning His promises. Spend some few minutes and tell God to give you the grace and the heart to be able to conclude on His promises that He's able to do. And as you pray, God strengthen you in this time. And everything He has said concerning your life, may it begin to fall in place in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm so excited you were able to join this podcast today. On Mondays and Thursdays at 10 p.m., we meet in the prayer closet. We share the link and we gather together and pray. If you want the link and you don't know anybody or where you can get it, you can contact us on 0249905514. Contact us, get the link. Let's join together in the prayer closet. God is doing amazing things in the prayer closet as we pray from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. every Monday and every Thursday. I'm expecting to hear from you. I'm expecting that you join us in the prayer closet as we pray to the God that hears in secret and rewards us in the open. The Lord bless you as you join us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.